Mitch. Blanche. Brand Warfare.
Ahoy, hoy. I'm Mitch. That's Blanche.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And welcome to Brand Warfare, a wrestling podcast, as the title would say.
Pretty good title, my dad.
So, I guess if you're new to this podcast, because it's the first episode.
Yes, this isn't a podcast that was done years ago.
Years ago. So, we're bringing it back. Different format this time. So, pretty much, we're just going to be going through Raw, Little SmackDown, AEW, NXT, anything wrestling show related for the week from SmackDown till
any of the big stuff. Maybe New Japan.
Yeah. New Japan. Yeah, I like New Japan. And we'll...
If Ring of Honor or NWA do something crazy.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
I feel like... Is there any others? Impact.
Impact. So, yeah. So, pretty much the format of the show is that I'll be asking some questions because I am a busy, busy man and I get to watch it as much.
I am not. I have no life.
And Blanche likes to keep on top of things, even during the hot, rough times. And I'm just going to be asking questions. He's going to try and fill me in, and we'll go from there. Mm. I know a lot about wrestling. I keep up to date, but now we'll see how we go with this. We'll do retros eventually.
Yeah, so we'll choose. So the whole thing here, when we do retros, it's all random.
Yeah.
Random. We choose a random year, 1990 to 2015. Yeah. That's 25 years of WWE content. I thought about doing WCW. No, I can't
do
it.
We can always do it as a later on. Or if...
Later on, if... Yeah.
Or if people end up asking for it too.
Yeah, WCW is... It is hard to watch.
Yeah.
It's fun to go back and look quick bits, but I can't sit there for a whole pay-per-view. Especially if we get to like 2000. I'm like, I am checked out.
Yeah.
We might watch them together. It might be fun.
Is it where Psycho Seed breaks his leg?
I don't know. I think that was a pay-per-view.
WCW, right there.
Yeah, he jumps off the middle rope on Steiner and,
yeah, there we go. We can watch that.
We could get that Impact thing and do the Impacts if we do WCW.
Mm-hmm.
If people get sick of us talking about WWE.
Yeah. I reckon we'll just go with it and then later on.
But again, we do have 25 years.
And later on, we'll tell you how to reach us.
Yes. 1990 is like the perfect point where it's like, if we go before 1990, it's like, WrestleMania and like Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Maybe a Rumble. Maybe a SummerSlam. At least at 90, it's, well, it is those. But then we get King of the Ring eventually, and then the In Your House is, whoo, and we get in the Attitude Era. Oh, my jam.
Yeah.
Rooster's Aggression, PG.
My favorite.
Big fan of that,
Edge Singer.
That was Rooster's Aggression.
Oh.
PG would be, what would PG's feud be? Punk and Cena, I guess, sort of.
What about Kofi and Randy?
That'd be PG.
That was not good.
But then 2015, because that's recent, but not overly recent.
Yeah.
At least if I watch a 2015 pay-per-view, I won't be able to be like, oh, I know everything that's happening. I'd be like, oh,
this happened. We watch random pay-per-view in that. Maybe that Ortiz with the tail will show up.
The Ricky Ortiz. I think it's Ricky Ortiz.
You even know it now?
I know the name. I think it's Ricky Ortiz.
This is a discussion me and Blanche. I was trying to. I just wanted to whip.
You can't remember this tail guy from SmackDown or something.
2009 to 2008.
That's my one blank. Is like 2007 and like 2009. Like that.
When does technically Ruthless Aggression end?
Technically, like, I would say SummerSlam 2008.
Is WWE doing a Ruthless Aggression thing?
Yeah, they are. Looks really good, yeah. Okay. Looks really cool. The first episode is after TakeOver, I think.
Is it multiple episodes?
Yeah, it's like the WWE, the Monday Night War one they did.
Okay, that's good.
Looks really cool.
Randy Orton beating Triple H for the title, Batista birthday cake. Ruthless Aggression?
Yes.
Okay.
Batista birthday cake? Randy pops out of the cake.
Ruthless
Aggression is 02 to 08.
What about ECW when it come back?
That's there. Yeah. 2006.
Is that Ruthless Aggression?
For a little bit. Oh, no. About half of it, yeah. And then once we get to PG, it's like
Kevin Flawn.
Where's aggression? PG ECW is like Christian and Matt Hardy and Jack Swagger.
What about the Pirate?
Paul Burchill?
Yes.
My brain was like a Drew McIntyre.
No.
Because he keeps pointing at the pirate flag.
It is a pirate theme, this one. So pretty much that's, I think we explained it a lot.
And that'll be every 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, we're hoping to do it every 2 weeks.
So on this episode, we'll announce what episode watching. Is. Next week, we won't have it.
It'll be a reminder next week of what we're doing. And then you can watch along, whatever.
I might throw in some jabs about the Raws and SmackDowns or whatever happened in between them.
In between, yes. Blanty will.
It depends what you...
Also, just a heads up, everybody. Blanty is a very good encyclopedia of stuff. Pretty to a degree.
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Pretty good. And are we swearing on this or are we keeping it PG?
Fuck you, yeah.
I'm shit house when it comes to memory. So when Blanchy tells me something happens, sometimes it's a nice surprise that I couldn't remember that it happened. And that'll probably be something later on down the track that I'm going to try and treat Blanchy.
Just wait till we get to the year 2000, brother. Mm-hmm. I love that year.
Right, is Jimmy Snooker there?
No, he's off trying to hide from the law for his girlfriend in 1983.
Is that true, or did it get fingered?
He died before he could be convicted.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But WWE still treat him.
Right. Tamina's there. She's the daughter, right?
I need to show you this clip from SmackDown. Mm-hmm. It was like before the Money in the Bank where James Ellsworth won.
Yeah.
The women's one?
Yeah, the good one.
There's this thing on SmackDown with all the women. And Charlotte says to like Natty or something, "You better shut up before I make you shut up." Mm-hmm. And then Tamina goes, "Charlotte, you better shut up before I make you shut up." It's like she completely forgot her line.
I remember that scene in Total Divas where the like Asian dude tried to kick her. Like a roundhouse kick. I swear that's a
thing. Apparently Eva Marie's coming back. She posted on Twitter. I don't know. She posted on Twitter the other day saying, "Oh, so good to catch up with everybody. Hashtag WWE. Hashtag, I think hashtag Total Divas." I saw that.
Back to Total Divas or the wrestling?
I don't know. The Bellas are on Total Divas or Total Bellas.
Yeah, on Total Bellas last night as well. Wasn't Eva Marie last, I remember, was it that gimmick where she wasn't, every time she had a match, it was something was happening.
Yeah, her top would fall off. She wouldn't be there. She'd need something. And then she got suspended for a wellness violation, and then she just left. That was when Alberto and Paige got wellnessed, and then they left. And then thankfully Paige came back, and Alberto can scram off to whatever hole he went to. Huh?
And Paige got injured.
Yes, he came back with Manny and Sonya. Unfortunately, yes. I wouldn't say that.
Wasn't that nice for her?
No. That poor NXT Women's Championship. Just run right on it.
That's a lot of, what was his name?
Brad Maddox. Or Xavier Woods.
Right, no, he didn't. Xavier Woods only had that freeway.
Right, Brad Maddox got down on one knee. Like, camera shot.
He was doing a proper. I'll give him props.
He got fired for saying prick.
Yeah, he called people pricks.
Yeah, you said something like, "I'm a cocky prick" or something.
I thought you were calling people pricks or something. I can't
remember. I think,
why are we talking about Brad Maddox? Remember when he did that crazy angle where he was cutting promos, but he wasn't in WWE? And everyone thought he was having a mental breakdown.
Oh, man, I can't wait to do retro for him. We get like 2007 onwards.
Remember Alex Riley?
He hated Don Cena for so long. Who was it in NXT he hated? Was it Kevin Owens?
Oh,
I remember there was this weird thing where he really hated Kevin Owens, and I couldn't tell if it was a shoot or not.
I remember Juice Robinson.
Very pie-faced Kevin.
Yeah.
He's doing good for himself in New Japan.
Yeah, is he like a queer character now? It was queer, right? Yeah, queer, right?
I know he lost the belt
because to Moxley. Because when I watched Wrestle Kingdom. No,
he won the tag, didn't he, with Finlay?
No, I don't know what he did, but when I last saw him, because he versed...
Probably should keep up in New Japan.
Well, I watched Wrestle Kingdom.
The last one.
I was going to get you to come over, but you were working both times. Right. It was 2 days worth.
Right, yeah, because it was Ibushi and...
The first one was sort of like, sort of it, and then that, yeah, and then the second one was Okada and Naito.
Yeah.
But anyway, Juice Robinson has like a full like village mustache and come out with like a rainbow cop hat with like pom poms all different colors.
Yeah, it's
not the main shirt.
Macho Man was very like that. HBK was.
He had like a little crop flare. Top that showed his belly.
Hmm.
I'm not saying like he's gay or anything. I was just saying, was that his gimmick or that's just a flamboyant?
Might be something he's trying. No one in New Japan does that. Everyone in New Japan's all like stone faced and oh, I'm here to wrestle.
Sure.
Except Okada. There's a lot of them that don't do that. I was just
no.
And I think it'd be like Mob Boss would be his.
Man, Bushi and that match where he just it's like started snapping.
Oh, where he's nerve selling?
Yeah.
Just, see, that's how you do nerve selling. Yeah. Not like The Fiend where he's just like, I'm done playing now.
Yeah, he's like, I thought WWE is good. But that if Bushi's here, I thought, oh, man, you're going to kill him.
Yeah.
We should just watch that matches.
Welcome to the New Japan Podcast.
All right. Yeah. I guess we got any more to say? Or how long have we been out?
10 minutes, 11 minutes.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No. Yeah. So we'll talk about
everything and everything.
Everything and everything.
Pretty much, we're not going to have like a full, like, oh, we're going to talk. We'll have a rough schedule, but we'll just be talking
crap. We're not going to do straight up reviews unless it's like a pay per view. Just
pay per view happened, yeah.
But like,
definitely.
Or like a big Raw would happen. Like, we were going to do this after the Rumble. So we talk about Randy and Edge, and then I got tonsillitis.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. You're better now.
I hope so.
All right, I guess we'll start with Raw.
So Raw literally. Now get the curse, the trust, my generation.
I wish I had an erection.
I still don't know the lyrics to that one across the nation.
It's the goop.
So yeah, so Raw literally just happened.
Yes. Oh, as we're recording. Obviously, if you didn't get over by accents or whatever, we're from.
We're jolly old England, mate.
Or g'day. Yes, apparently that's what everyone likes to say to us.
Shrimp on your barbie. Yeah.
And then you got my baby.
Buddy Murphy is our cousin.
It's just Murphy now.
It is true. A lot of people are pissed about this. I don't mind it because everyone would make the joke, Seth has a new buddy. When they turn on
each
other, when they turn on each other, Seth just lost his buddy.
Yeah,
it's like okay, I'm kind of glad they got it. Plus, he's a grown man.
Just and they're gonna start shortening names again. That's just Murph. It's Murph.
Whenever Seth does a promo with AOP, just in the background, Murph.
Now, just Buddy Murphy is really good though.
I mean, yeah, you would be too if you just watched all of Kenny Omega's matches. This man.
Kenny Omega now.
How can you?
He's not doing much.
Kenny thought it would be a good idea for him to just be crap in AEW. That's what he thought is. What's a good gimmick? I'm a bad wrestler now.
I'm a bad wrestler. Boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
But yeah, back to Raw. We'll get to AEW. Okay. Yeah. So Raw literally just happened for the 10th of February. They kicked off with Becky and Asuka in their rematch for the title.
Wait, that was the main event?
No, they kicked off with the show. With the women's title, Becky and Asuka.
Is that when Shayna Baszler came
in? Yeah, it's when Shayna Baszler bit
a
neck.
That was the main event.
No. Main event was the 8-man tag with AOP and Kevin and Joe and friends.
Okay. Now, before we get into the rundown.
Right.
Your highlight of it. I haven't seen it, and this is the theme.
Raw in general?
This Raw. Yeah, this whole Raw.
The Becky Asuka match was good.
Mm-hmm. This Raw in general.
Oh, fine. Raw and I have this weird relationship.
10 matches being the best.
7 or 8.
7 or 8. Not 7.8.
Probably 7.5. I was like, I'll put it in the middle there.
7.5.
Like, it was Raw pretty much since the start of the year. Has been really good.
Well, it's almost like, from what I can gather and what I have seen, is that when SmackDown went to Raw, everyone thought when SmackDown went to Fox, everyone thought SmackDown was going to be this sporty show, have a lot of like this interesting stuff and that, where somehow Raw has gone that and SmackDown's gone the opposite.
Well, SmackDown has Vince, who is very much in control because of Fox.
Was it Road Dogg when SmackDown was good that was, for a while?
When it was good and bad.
Yeah.
He was in charge high. He was the head of creative during the Jinder run. When Jinder was WWE champion. That's when SmackDown.
Where is Jinder?
He was injured?
Oh.
He keeps posting pictures. He is roided out.
Yeah. So,
where's his wellness policy?
So, Heath Slater was on this SmackDown.
He was on this current. Are we doing Raw or SmackDown?
Sorry, Raw. Now let's get back to Raw. Right. I'll talk about that after.
Yeah. So Raw. Yeah. So
it's 7.5, roughly.
I would say it was a good show.
Watchable.
3 hours.
Would you recommend me to watch it, or just watch a highlight video, of half an hour, 20-minute one?
I mean, it's a 3 hour show. I'd always recommend a highlight video. Okay. But maybe just watch their YouTube clips instead of the highlight videos people make. But
I like the YouTube ones because it's like how I like doing it, just cutting the grass. Just
tell which Raw was.
When we watched that Raw last week, the week before when you're crook, when we were working
before everything the out, Rumble,
whatever it was, I can't remember. And it was whatever one we watched, and it was cut so hard and stuff. It's like
mid promos.
Yeah, mid promos and cuts. And it's good and all if you want a quick grief, you know, but sometimes the best
stuff. People got to get their views up.
Yeah, sometimes. All right, so let's start with the show from your recap and I'll ask you.
Right,
Asuka.
Is
it the rematch for the title?
Yeah, from the Rumble.
It was a title match.
Yeah, I tuned into Raw like 10 minutes into the show and I just saw Becky and Asuka and I went, oh shit.
Yeah.
It's fine. No, the main event was the 8-man tag. Okay. It was fine. Okay. Becky and Asuka wrestled fine.
Now, I did see this.
Becky won.
With a weird rock bottom.
No, she didn't use a rock bottom thing. I was looking at my phone when it happened. Asuka put her in the Asuka lock. I think she just rolled back and got the pin.
Okay.
I could be wrong. She didn't make her tap, though. I know that.
Yeah. It doesn't matter now with Asuka, does it?
She's no. Pretty. But yeah, so then Shayna Baszler attacked from behind, and everyone kind of expected Shayna Baszler. Why didn't she just win the Rumble?
Mm.
Good old Charlotte.
Oh, wait. Oh, because yeah, Becky's champion attacked the champion. That's most likely
going to
be.
Go to the main, yeah.
Okay.
So Shayna attacked Becky. Then Shayna took out her mouth guard, and I went, oh, okay, now, okay, whatever.
Primer.
And then she moved the back of Becky's hair to the back of her neck, like right on the back of her neck.
Becky was down
from getting beaten up.
Okay.
And then Shayna proceeded to bite her.
Vampire style.
Not like how you would think to the side of the neck.
No, but like
but to the back of the neck. Like a dog would, I guess. Like a Rottweiler. Yeah.
Okay. So not a vampire.
There was blood, so I guess a vampire.
Yeah. So you guess she's a mouth guard because she's hiding fangs?
Well, yeah. But then she moved. When she came back up, she had blood. It was way too bright to take seriously. They're like, oh.
Wait, before you get into the judgment of how bad the blood and all that was, right. Just that segment as if it worked perfectly.
Oh, it would have been really good. It would have been, I would have gone.
What's the point of her biting the neck? She's never done it.
I don't know. NXT, right? I don't know. It makes no sense.
Because I keep up to date with NXT a lot more because it's easier to watch. But she's never bitten anyone on the back of the neck before or anything.
No.
So is this like a Vince gimmick?
I did check Twitter to see what people's reaction was. A lot of people were like, of course Vince would make her a vampire.
Oh, so that people are saying
I don't know. People were saying, oh, it's the new Gangrel. I was like, cool.
I guess we'll have to wait till next week.
Yeah, we'll see. Shows. But there was a cool.
Shayna Baszler, she can kind of talk, if I remember from anything.
She can talk fine.
It's not bad.
It's like she's just as good. She's just as good of a talker as Becky and Charlotte are.
Yeah.
Like if I were to think who the best woman talker is, I guess Sasha. Maybe, I don't know. Alexa's really good. Bailey. Really?
Yeah.
Life sucked, and then you die. You die. God, I fucking hate your Bailey so much. Yeah. But I did, after when I had Becky, she reacted like, what the frick? Someone's biting my neck. And then EMTs came out, and Becky's like trying to like, oh, my neck, my neck. And then throughout like the first hour, they were trying to get Becky to an ambulance. They did that whole thing where they muted it. I don't think she said fuck or something, but she might have. But then they try to get Becky in an ambulance, and she's like, I'm not going to the hospital. That's Becky Litroyer. Yep. I'm not going to the hospital.
We'll just go with that. Okay.
But then she beat up, well, not beat up, but she kind of like pushed the referees and the EMTs away, and then she drove herself to the hospital.
Wait, she said she's not going to the hospital?
It was either I'm not going to the hospital or I don't need your help to go to the hospital.
That's a weird one to fight over.
I don't know. But yeah, so she went to the hospital and then the whole night they were hyping her coming back.
Like a Stone Cold.
Yeah, but Austin wouldn't be like, give me a second, Vince. At the end of the night, I'm coming back to kick your ass. Just let me get a couple of Band-Aids and a couple of Steelizers.
She didn't want him to get the ambulance. He wanted to get an ambulance.
Yeah.
She should drive the ambulance.
Yeah, she drove the ambulance, but so it took a while to start. So she got in. Well, not even that. It just did the woo, the Scott Steiner siren, and then she eventually went.
But it's like when in an ambulance, actually, from in the back, and then she's there for a little bit. Whoop, and then.
Yeah, they take their time. But yeah, I don't know if she came back or not.
How do you not know?
Because the last thing I saw was Randy Orton and Matt Hardy.
Wait, you haven't finished Raw?
No, I haven't.
What the fuck are we doing with it?
This is what you're getting.
Okay. So how much did you miss? The last hour.
Probably the last half an hour.
Last half. So the last main event.
Just the eight-man tag, which Kevin Owens may join the Viking Raiders one.
I have no idea what the match is because I haven't seen
it. It was an eight-man tag. Seth and his goons, they need a name, against Kevin, Joe, and the Viking Raiders.
The authority.
The authority. It's not the same.
What did he like? What is he? Jesus.
He does his hair in a man bun now, so he looks super douchey.
Yeah.
He also has that one glove, but now he has this like leather jacket with a fur collar. Makes him look extra douchey.
He has a fur collar.
Yeah, super douchey.
I like his shirt though, the pane glass.
Now that I get the gimmick of like, oh, he is so up his own ass, I like that his shirt does look like shit because to him it looks fantastic. I like to think he drew it.
Do you know what the shirt's meant to be though?
Yeah, it's meant to be like Jesus Christ on.
But what the style of
it? Yeah, like a thing on like a church.
Okay, good.
No, I get that. Okay. But I like to think. Like
kindergarten drew
but it does look like kindergarten drew it. But I like to think he was at home one day.
You know how hard it is to make those paint glasses?
No, very hard. I like to think he was at home one day.
Yeah.
And Becky's off, you know, trying to.
Go.
She does that now, yeah. And Seth just like, he's just sitting there with his crayons just drawing away.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I got it. Quick.
He's like,
Murph. Murph, get in here!
He's like, I'm not burning that down.
Nailed it!
Is he still burning it down?
Yeah, his song still does burn it down. It's weird. His music hits, the crowd boos, and then they go, burn it down.
Oh, that's catchy. That music's hype, as you probably can tell from the intro to this podcast.
Yeah. I'm so glad you turned heel again, because I was afraid
instead of burn it down, Jesus Christ!
Cross pit, Jesus!
Man,
but
fair color.
That would be cool. MVP is still a thing. He came out for his talk show.
MVP Lounge.
VIP Lounge. I thought it was the Playhouse when I was watching it. I was like, oh, cool, MVP. Talk show. What was his talk show? Highlight Reel, Cutting Edge, Peep Show, Carlito's Cabana. What was it? I couldn't get it.
When you said Carlito's Cabana for some reason, I thought you said Carlito's Cabana. I was like, Carlito, the dog show? I was like, no, I don't know if that one would
No, he had the Punjabi Playboy kiss cam thing. But it was the, I thought it was the Playhouse. And then he had Drew McIntyre as his guest. And it was really cool. MVP was like, because I forgot MVP.
Be a manager?
Kind of. He's like, you know, you need someone. You can't beat Brock on your own. You need someone to do all this. You can't handle everyone. Just yawn.
I was out on the team.
He's like, you can't do this on your own. You need everyone to, you need someone to, you know, handle your business. And then McIntyre was like, McIntyre was really good to the crowd though. The crowd was super into him. And MVP's like, you know, you don't need to listen. That's why you're out there and us players are in the ring. It was really cool. And there was one where he's like, I bet you've been hearing everyone saying you can't beat Brock Lesnar. And McIntyre just kind of looked at the crowd and went, have you been talking behind my back? And the crowd went, no. It was really cool. McIntyre, he might be the best babyface in WWE. Until Vince ruins it, because he seems to ruin every babyface we like. And MVP.
Also, people like to turn quick on people nowadays.
I never once turned on Seth Rollins. Thank you. I did. I turned him so quick.
I
started talking about burning down hearts and what I'm talking about.
Anyway, what happened?
So MVP McIntyre.
Right?
Yeah, McIntyre turned heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, McIntyre was like, I don't need. It was
wait,
a typical.
Did MVP heel?
Yeah, he came off very heelish. Okay. McIntyre was like, I don't need. MVP was like, how dare you disrespect me? I'm a legend. And it's like, are you?
Remember with Matt Hardy, he did a lot of fun stuff.
Who'd MVP bet for the US title? MVP. Be Chris Benoit.
That's not a thing anymore.
Are we going to talk? We're obviously going to talk about Benoit, aren't we?
Well, if he's on the thing, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, he shall not be named. It's just blank, isn't it?
What if we get WrestleMania 20 as a review? We have to talk about the ending with Benoit and Eddie.
We're still going to talk about it, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was like, are we going to do the
whole thing? We'll just try and go back in a time when we were there before this all happened.
So we won't get, what was it, Night of Champions 2007, because that was the weekend we did it. Because we'll watch
that. I remember sitting there watching it because I was all hyped for the Chris Benoit match and stuff.
It was going to be Benoit versus Punk.
That's right.
And that would have been hype.
And I said, and then who would it end up being Punk versus?
Johnny Nitro.
Not bad. But
Chris Benoit, Johnny Nitro.
Thinking about it now, Johnny Nitro is up there. Johnny Nitro is
the shaman of Morrison, sexy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became Morrison like a couple of weeks later.
Yeah, I remember that. And then the episode after they had the little thing on it, obviously it all broke.
Yeah, Vince in the ring tributing Benoit. And then the next day they found out what actually happened.
Because obviously the pay-per-view, then Raw was the next day.
And then it was the next day in ECW. Vince came out and was like, we will not mention his name again, blah, 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 blah.
So I must say, yeah.
I think the Benoit tribute is off the network.
Oh, really?
I think it's just like a best matches of the 2007s or something. But yeah, back to modern times where people aren't murdering their kids. give it time. Looking at you, Bobby Lashley.
Jesus. Why are you Bobby Lashley?
I'm trying to pick a random person. What was I doing? MVP. So McIntyre just claimed on him. It was really cool. McIntyre was super.
Did a basketball thing.
He did. McIntyre went bowling. It was cool.
That's my one point. I like him doing. I used to do that in the games all the time.
Yeah. MVP did his whole little things stopping big things popping line. That was cool.
Did he have his pop-up thing or is he already in the ring, I guess?
No, they can't afford that.
They can afford fireworks and they can't afford a pop-up.
MVP doesn't get fireworks. He's old.
If he brought his own tent.
He just went to Walmart or something.
Just one of those kids' tunnels.
You see him before Raw pop here. Angel Garza did a thing.
Because he's taking over.
He's taking Andrade's spot for Andrade being suspended.
Because last week he did it.
Ray on the concrete.
And that's whose cousin?
Garza and Humberto Carrillo are cousins. I like Garza. He's cool.
He just lost the title. He won the title off.
He won the cruiserweight title. Leo Rush, I think.
Yeah, not that long ago. Then he lost it to Mini
Jordan. Jordan Devlin.
Yeah, that's Mini Finn Balor. And then he came up to Raw.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was good. I watched the match with Leo Rush, and that for the NXT title. Really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a match with Cedric. Humberto came out before, and they brawled. It was cool. Cedric Alexander.
No, I'm just still a thing.
He was there. He was just a jobber.
Yeah. What about Apollo Crews?
I don't know where he is. I don't know what brand he's on.
Is he on Raw, SmackDown?
Don't know. That guy's been on the main roster for almost 5 years and done nothing.
I feel like he might have been on SmackDown.
I don't know.
He jobbed or something.
Probably. Ricochet defeated Bobby Lashley in a good match.
Ricochet's versing
Brock at Super Showdown. Yeah.
See, they don't call it Saudi Arabia. They just call it the town they're going to.
From the progressive country of Saudi Arabia, women can now drive with men's permission.
How was that match?
It was good.
Is Rusev Lashley, not a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think creative don't have anything for Rusev. I think that was a report that came out.
Maybe when he wore a Donald Duck t-shirt.
Yeah.
Whether it was Lana there?
Lana was there. Yeah. Oh, was she? I don't know. The match was really good. Lashley dominated most of it. He like power slam his spinebuster a bunch.
Ricochet picked up the win because versing Brock Lesnar.
He has to look somewhat strong.
So next week he'll verse another big
person. There's no other big guys on the Raw except Brock and Bobby. Braun is over on SmackDown. Seth?
Yeah. AOP. Can't make them lose over there.
Yeah. And, Shayna Baszler was on Raw. She had a backstage segment with Sarah.
Wait, Shayna Baszler was on Raw after she
beat Shayna Baszler, Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
Because they were talking about Charlotte. And she had a backstage interview, and then Sarah Logan came up, and Rhea Ripley's like, "Who are you?" And I was like, "Good point. Who the hell is Sarah Logan? She doesn't do anything.
Like,
yeah, she doesn't do anything.
She.
So yeah, Rhea Ripley beat up Sarah Logan.
Yeah.
Charlotte didn't come out, but I think Charlotte's going to be on. She'll be a takeover.
She's
going to
be a takeover.
Yeah, I think she'll either be in the crowd or.
What's your thoughts on Charlotte going out there as the title?
A lot better than her and Becky again. Okay. Or her and Bayley.
Because, you know.
Her and Sasha.
It is a group of people and everyone's like, well, why is she going for a lower title when you just go for one of the main titles? Even at NXT, he's kind of put on that
same. Main thing.
But they could go in a Survivor Series.
I'm fine with it. I wouldn't mind if she said, oh, I want a match with a man. Like, intergender wrestling has become this huge thing again. Like, Charlotte could be that China person. Mm. She's got the build for it. She could. I'd be down if China was like, I want the Intercontinental US title. Charlotte versus Andrade.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
A naked match.
Ooh. Mm. These two cannot get off each other.
Oh,
every time Instagram, every time they post a picture on either their account, they are always just
that one
hands
photo,
over each other.
Remember that one photo he posted and it was like she was giving head?
Alistair Black defeated Akira Tozawa in a squash match.
I like Akira Tozawa. 255 is not a thing anymore, is it?
It is when they want it to be. It was this week, but for a couple of weeks it wasn't. The Street Profits beat Mojo and Rick Moss.
Wait, Street Profits actually wrestled?
That's what I said when I watched it. I was like, wow. Whoa.
Because, yeah, they went through that.
Yeah, they beat.
Both of them are pretty good.
Yeah, Montez Ford is going to be a star.
Little thing, I could really get some garlic bread for some reason. All right.
Yeah, it was basically a squash match. Riddick Moss took all the moves and everything. He got beat. And then after it, Mojo went to help Riddick up. Riddick rolled him up and got the hardcore title. 24/7 title.
Wait, he turned?
Well.
Wait.
Yeah, Riddick Moss turned, I guess, babyface. The crowd cheered.
Wait, isn't that the guy he just introduced as his buddy?
Yeah, that's what I said 2 weeks ago.
And he's
very quick.
And he, who got the pin loss?
Riddick did. He got destroyed by the Street Profits. Mojo was on the apron the whole time.
Okay. And did Mojo not come in? Like, I'm not coming in.
No, he just couldn't get in. They just literally the match started, couple of like moves, and then Angelo.
Street Profits. I feel like I haven't seen him for ages.
Yeah, fine.
Angelo, wait, no.
Montez is the one that's very charismatic and very flamboyant, very over the top. Angelo is more of the. He's still over the top, but he's a bit more subdued. Yeah, he's the one that wears shorts.
Yeah. And does this?
No, that's the other one. That's Montez. He does the stir in the. Montez holds the cup.
No, yeah, but you know, didn't he used to stir a bowl?
Like, I thought Big E did that.
I've been in the NXT before he teamed up.
Yeah, and then.
Montez is really good.
Yeah.
If 205 was still a thing, he would have been like.
I feel like he's a bit taller. Too tall.
205, though, it's not what. It's weight, not height.
Talking about the X Division. Not weight limits, there's no limits. Yeah, then Riddick Moss won the 24/7 belt and ran out of the crowd. Mojo was all like, whoa,
is that the end of that title? Is this what's happening? Is that the death?
I don't know.
You know, sometimes they do this where there's some random, like real random person just wins it, then you just never hear from it ever again. Because is he on the roster? What's happening?
Did you know we still have women's tag belts? They haven't defended him in months. Like, I think
Nakamura didn't defend his title.
He didn't.
Four times the whole time he had it. I saw something. I was reading it. I couldn't believe it.
It was like 200 days, I think.
He won it and kind of defended it, kind of defended
it. It was four. He had four defenses.
Yeah, won it, though.
Yeah.
Defended it twice, then lost it. Four title matches.
Oh, it was four. I thought it was four defenses. Four title matches. Fuck. Yeah.
I feel bad for Nakamura. Maybe we went on the Rumble.
That was hype.
Remember when dick kicking AJ with a throw? And he's
Do you remember the match they had where AJ had the chair and Nakamura? Oh no, Nakamura for the Kinshasa. AJ threw the chair, but then the chair came up and whacked AJ in the face. That was brutal.
Nakamura just pop up out of nowhere and just like nut him, shot him every time.
Do you remember when he turned heel and Renee Young asked him? Yeah, Renee Young was like, "How could you do that?" And he was like, "Me no speak English." Yeah, I was like, that was cool. But now he's just, don't know what he's doing.
He's with Sammy and Cesaro. Cesaro's not doing much. Cesaro was so good.
Yeah, I think Cesaro.
He needs to grab that British ring. Remember that kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe it's because he speaks Swiss. I don't know. But the biggest thing from Riot, though, was Matt Hardy and Randy Orton.
Oh, Matt Hardy was
back? So, yeah, Randy.
Broken?
No, just Matt Hardy. I think this is just his last thing before he leaves. Because, you know, he kind of wants to leave.
What did he look like?
1999 Matt Hardy. No.
V1.
Hardy Boy Matt Hardy. No, it wasn't V1. I would have marked that as V1.
Okay.
But, yeah, Randy came out
to do the modem noise and the computer. No, it God, that was so good.
Oh, yeah. No, Randy came out to explain his reactions again.
Right, last week he just stared.
Last week he was a bit hesitant. Like, he's like, oh, I can't do this right now. This week it felt like, oh, he might. But then Matt came out and was like,
Matt Edge still friends out there.
Well, that was what they did. Matt Hardy was like, look, if anyone should hate Edge, it should be me. And I hated Edge for so long and blah, blah, blah. But once Edge retired and we had kids and we became fathers, we understood that, like, it's time for us to grow up. Well, it was weird. Matt Hardy, when he came out, said, now everyone knows why I should hate Edge. And the whole crowd went, leader, leader. And Matt kind of had this, like, I don't know whether I should pop for that. It was weird to chant.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's chant about the woman that cheated on me, but I was a bit of a creep and stuff, whatever.
Do you know the full details before you go into it?
It's more very he said, she said, that whole thing.
I don't know.
Lita said, yeah, she cheated, but their relationship was rocky. Edge cheated, whatever. It was 15 years ago, who cares?
Remember they made the storyline out of it, too. That would have been so hard for him. But they had ladder matches and shit.
Yeah, I think Edge was, like, the most hated in the company at the time. I think there was, like, three people, I think Edge just said, that would still talk to him. Eventually, everyone would, but at that time. Hey, yeah, buddy, you want to cheat on me? Come on. On this day. So they had a really cool thing, and Matt brought up, like, all the TLCs and stuff of, like, how him and Edge were the best of friends or whatever. And then Randy was like, look, Matt, you know what? And then he went off.
Are they best friends? Is he talking after or before?
Matt and Edge, yeah. Okay. Back when the Hardys and Edge and Christian
were. Oh, during that.
Yeah, he was talking about how, like, we used to share rooms and stuff to make it cheaper for us. And
now, kayfabe's dead, right? Because they're talking about stuff that.
Well, yeah, if you go back and look at 99 2000, it's like, oh, the Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian are constantly feuding. But yeah, it's like Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
Wrestling's still real to me, damn it.
But Randy went to RKO and Matt, like everyone thought, but Matt counted it first and then punched him in the corner of it. And then Randy just kind of like threw him and ran up and did an RKO. It looked cool as. And then he did the concerto. No, they're not doing the punt for this feud, they're doing the concerto.
Is a punch still a thing? Remember when that got cancelled?
I don't think it is. I think
it's. Remember when the curbstone got cancelled?
I was sure to. And Seth couldn't figure out how to do a fucking V trigger.
Yeah.
Everyone on the planet knows how to do that move but him.
This was pretty cool. It was a record.
Revolution Knee 3. That's what it's called in the game.
That's cute. That was a ripcord one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the so Rainmaker. Spinned him. Yeah, the Rainmaker.
And then did that. He mixed the two together.
Well, Kenny was doing that to Ricardo.
Need to do together.
Maybe with him and Buddy or Murph as a team, they could Murphy could teach him. But yeah, that was Raw.
That's all of Raw.
Yeah.
Was there anything about it, Shane and Becky coming back? Did you see anything after?
I don't think so. Becky, what she did was came back and said, you better find me before I find you. Maybe Becky will go to NXT. Maybe they'll just wait till next week.
Is Shannon still in NXT or has she come up now?
I assume she's come up. I assume they're kind of swapping her and Charlotte.
So what happens if Becky loses the title?
Shayna would be on Raw.
Because Charlotte's on Raw?
Charlotte's not winning the belt.
Charlotte wins the belt, right?
The NXT
belt is now on Raw. So now it's the Raw NXT belt. Bear with me.
The Raw NXT Women's Championship.
Well, I don't know about the women's
belt. They keep changing it. Sometimes it is the women's belt now.
It's stupid they got rid of it. It's not demeaning to women that it's called a women's belt.
But they got rid of it, but then they brought it back to women's, and then they changed it back to just what it what they had it was the NXT title.
No, but I'm saying I don't understand why they got to get rid of that.
It was because Becky was on backstage saying, like, you know, why can't it just be, why does it have to be men and women's divisions? Why can't it just be superstars? It's like, and then she did talk, and then they were just like, we'll get rid of the women's from the belt. It's like, sorry, there's two NXT titles? Yeah. That's so confusing.
Like, well, the women's title isn't demeaning. So.
Think of the paperwork, right?
Maybe if it's still called Divas title or something, then I could understand.
Knockouts.
The butterfly.
It was the NXT women's that Paige splewed on.
Yeah, the silver pink one.
Yeah. But yeah, that was raw.
Hmm.
It was fine. It was enjoyable. Yeah. There was stuff I liked. I like tuning in to Raw and going, oh, I like this. I'm not blowing my fucking brains out at whatever they do.
Yeah.
That's actually that was SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Right. Actually, no, SmackDown, I just don't care.
Well, what happened on SmackDown?
So.
What about Otis and
SmackDown? Oh, I love that. I am so terrified that they're going to do the whole, man, he's a bitch, and oh, screw you, Otis, you're ugly. I don't want to date you. I really what just.
Tucker, double crusted.
I thought of this. What if Mandy goes, I'm already in love with somebody, Otis? Camera cuts to Tucker. It's not me. Cuts to Sonya.
It's not me.
They get their lesbian storyline they want.
It cuts to Hornswoggle. It's Hornswoggle.
Cuts to Mandy. She's in love with herself.
Yeah, it's just the mirror.
It's just flicking on me.
Jesus. Anyway, what happened with.
So on SmackDown, Miz and Morrison did the dirt sheet.
What happened with Otis on SmackDown? Did they have some kind of...
No, it hasn't happened yet. That's just this coming week is the date.
Yeah, but...
This week they had Otis
like a
try. It was very half-assed. He did like some like...
Was it like a montage?
If you can call that. It wasn't that great. They very much... They did what they wanted. It wasn't great.
Okay.
They like, oh, Otis. It was like... Learn how to eat with a fork and knife. And then he kind of breaks the fork and knife and eats with his hands. Anyway, it's like, eh, good enough. It's like, no, it's not. I want him to do the whole thing where he puts on a tuxedo and then the flat thingy, I don't know what it's called.
That's an old school tuxedo.
Like yeah, Looney Tunes.
The roll up.
Yeah. But, yeah. Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns are still feuding. This time in a steel cage.
It's Saudi.
At Saudi. I thought it was
Spanish. This will be there.
Fuck if I know, dude.
They're going to just try to convince the Saudi prince that this is a hot feud that is going to end now.
Well, I don't know. This one feels the least Saudi of all the Saudis. Because...
Are you looking forward to it?
Not really. Damn it. I don't know. I always feel weird watching the Saudi ones because they're a bit... They're just weird with the whole... The government and the politics and that. They say a Thursday, so I think a Friday. But it'd be in the morning, like 3 a.m.
Remember when we had the Saturday morning one? That was pretty good.
The Greatest Rumble.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great, though?
Mm. It was my bad. Titus O'Neil.
Kim, was that a botch? Or did he do it on purpose?
It was a botch, but then they made it into a thing.
So then, but I'm still confused. It was a botch, but then they made it into a thing. So I'm like, wait, was it a plan? Did he did he plan on sliding? Yeah. Or did he legit trip? And
he tripped.
It looked too perfect.
Remember when he tripped in the original thing? He's always tripping.
Oh, he was holding the cake.
Yeah, and it counted. They wouldn't let him do it again. Could mess drag.
And when he... Remember when his son kissed him by accident?
No. I remember when he kissed his son on the lips. Because I was like, that's weird.
That's weird.
Their own, but
well,
it's not... Son and
your son's two. Not 13 or 14, or all his son was. Happy first day of high school. Mwah.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be weird.
That's what I'm going to do. I really think too.
Bye. You got like a handkerchief?
Yeah.
Bye.
It's going to be a little towel or a tea style.
Oh, you'll finally figure out the towel.
What it is, yeah.
Yeah. They're doing Goldberg and Bray.
No.
Goldberg and Fiend.
Thank you.
I don't even know.
Do you like that it's kind of broken the story for
Bray Wyatt? I don't like that.
All the reasons he was fighting him was because he had some kind of history with him.
They had some history with the old Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt. Even though the Miz didn't, but he didn't invite the Fiend, he just fought.
Yeah, he fought. Yeah, the Fiend would have. Whoever fights the Fiend has history with old Bray.
But the Miz didn't.
That's why he fought Sweater Vest Bray.
Yeah. So is he wrestling instead of his? But nah, because it'll be.
It's one of his Goldberg.
Yeah. The one thing I did see with it, and I'm like, you know, it's a news and stuff, but Bray already had everything ready to go, like a video package and stuff.
Well, and also they'd advertise, Goldberg will be on SmackDown. What will Goldberg do on SmackDown? And then on the show, they're like, what will Goldberg do tonight? And then right before the segment, let's cut to our video service with Goldberg live via satellite. It
wasn't even in the arena.
No, the crowd was super hot for Goldberg. And then when he showed up, they didn't show up. They were a bit upset.
Yeah, because even on their, like, their Facebook or whatever, you know, things where they're promoting it, it said Goldberg on SmackDown.
Yeah, he was just backstage. Not even backstage, he was via satellite.
He should have. They need to clear that up. Yeah. They did have a lot of side things.
A lot on SmackDown, though. Mm. Not a lot on Raw.
By a satellite, Goldberg.
It's because their ratings for Fox aren't as good as Fox wanted. Mm-hmm. So then they got cheap. Did you hear the XFL got like a super high rating for what everyone thought it would be?
I don't even know what the XFL is.
You know what the XFL is?
It's a football thing.
Yeah, it's Vince's football thing.
That's his football thing.
Yeah, it's Vince's football.
Is it wrestlers?
No, there was back when he first did it.
I saw it when
the first one happened in 2001, the first thing opened with The Rock cutting a promo and then Vince cutting a promo.
Yeah.
And then they finally did a football game.
Because I saw those football teams. Are they even named after
or
something?
No.
Okay. What's the point?
I wanted the...
The Rocky Bottoms.
And the Miami Brahma Bulls.
The Steve Weisers.
The Texas Steve Weisers. Mm-hmm. The corporate Triple H. Cheeses. Head cheese.
Head cheese. That's a lot of silence we just gave him for no reason. Yeah, someone doing a burnout in front of the place.
She was terrifying.
Someone went through the letterbox across the road the other day.
Jesus Christ.
I had a seizure. Is he behind the wheel?
Back to the wrestling talk.
In the bed, my little jocks at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Just hopped into bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I had no kids. I was getting my nappy.
Last night I was watching Wonder Woman. I was like, oh, I can't wait to watch Wonder Woman. So I lied on the couch. I fell asleep for the first 10 minutes. I was like, oh, shit.
I do it all the time.
Back to wrestling, though. Yeah, SmackDown's not great. Miz and Morrison are going to challenge for the tag.
The highlight, anything?
Nah.
New Day's tag champs, right?
Yeah, it's really depressing.
Are they still good?
They are, but like Kofi was WWE champion. Like yeah. And he just lost it and didn't try it. He didn't even
But it did look like they might have been going somewhere, but then Xavier got injured.
Yeah, they did that thing in the Rumble. But that was it. Like it's still not.
Oh yeah, that was cool. That was a good spot.
Like you know how the whole Rooster Paul Heyman is obsessed with doing cucking angles on Raw? You know what a cuck is, right?
So you watch
your kind of, yeah, like your wife is, you're not the dominant one. You're never dominant in the relationship.
Wait, no, isn't cucking where you watch someone bang your wife?
Essentially, but a cucking angle is where you are constantly being put down by the other one.
Dominatrix?
In a way, yeah.
You want to be a dom angle?
No, it's a cucking angle. Like the Canelo sisters.
Yeah, the Canelis.
They did it, and Rusev and Lana kind of did one with Bobby.
Oh, yeah, that's watching someone to bang your wife.
I don't think Rusev wants to watch Bobby bang his wife.
No, right? But it's the same thing. They're watching him do
something. Yeah, but essentially, Brock and Kofi in the WWE title is a cucking angle.
Right, start again.
Like that. So Brock and Kofi is a cucking angle. Kofi lost the belt, and he just doesn't want to get it back because it's depressing.
Mm. Remember they made it look like Kofi was snapping?
For a week,
yeah,
he broke that because he crumbled that pancake.
Yeah, but then Xavier got injured like literally the week after.
Oh, yeah.
At the Sydney show or whatever.
Was it here?
I thought it was here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was here. The first night that he got injured here.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, that was SmackDown.
Nothing else. How's John Morrison going?
Crowd still doesn't know who he is.
How do you not know who he is? Johnny Impact. Johnny Nitro, John Morrison.
Johnny Blaze. He was Johnny Blaze for a week.
Really?
Yeah.
In NXT?
No, on Raw.
Wait, this?
In 2004, he debuted. Because he got the name Johnny Nitro because he was Bischoff's assistant, because Bischoff loved Nitro.
Yeah.
But the first one, he was Johnny Blaze.
Just where he is back at the time.
Pretty much, yeah. Johnny Mundo.
That was in Lucha Underground.
That'd be like... Okay. It'd be like if John Cena was like John WWE, John Fast and Furious 9. Is it 9? Yeah. 9. He's been Diesel's brother.
I know.
I need to rewatch. I didn't like Fast and Furious. Then I watched the trailer for the new one. I'm like, I gotta catch up with these Fast and Furious.
I don't like you jumping on the fan wagon when I'm doing the next one. All these people jumping on up in there when it was street racing.
When they were racing for DVDs or something.
Yeah, it was like DVD video combo video TV packs. Ah, oh, so good.
Did you see in the trailer? He like grappling hooked off a mountain.
Nah, he didn't grappling hook up a mountain. The bridge broke out. He hit the rope that's holding the bridge on the other side. Bit of metal lodged in a thing and he swung across. Awesome.
Okay.
And
so what?
Okay, no, we won't talk about that. Here we go.
So yeah, so NXT and AEW.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, NXT. What's happened? Let me see. I didn't watch this one, so I don't know.
Nothing's really happened. Like,
oh, Charlotte. Was
Charlotte showed up. She got beat up by Bianca and Rhea.
I wish Bianca was a company. What if it turns into triple threat? Did you see that? Bianca, Ripley, and...
I heard something that they want to bring Bianca up to the main roster.
Do you like Bianca? I like Bianca.
Yeah, good. She's good.
She's strong.
When they started to push her at the start of last year, she was too green at the time. Like, she would constantly botch moves.
Yeah.
Now it's like, no, you're a lot better now.
What's Bella doing?
He's first in Johnny Gargano.
I thought that already happened.
No.
What's Ciampa doing?
Him and Adam Cole for the title.
Oh, the blood? Or was that the week before? We signed a contract?
They did it on Raw, though, too. But they signed a contract in blood on Raw with someone. The Fiend and Bray, they did that before.
Yeah, no, but it was cool. Because he got blood by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
one was cool.
Ciampa's just the best.
And on Dynamite, Cody took 10 lashes from MJF.
Well, why did he just take them?
So, for Cody to get his match with MJF, he has to jump through all these stupid hoops. So, he has to take 10 lashes. He can't hit MJF before the match. And he has to have a steel cage against Wardlow.
Isn't he the boss?
It's funny. He's not the boss. He's an executive vice president. Tony Khan is the boss. Tony Khan.
Couldn't you just go to Tony Khan and say, I want this match?
No, because it's in the contract MJF writ up.
Okay. Wait, the contract that he signed before he signed AEW.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, the contract that said, if this happens with Cody, this stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not being honest.
Yeah. They're doing this really cool feud with Hangman and Kenny and the Bucks. Hangman kind of like wants to separate himself from the Bucks, and he's kind of like sick of them. It's really cool.
I know Hangman Page has little things, you know, his nameplate and there's all random stuff. All
the time. There's like one where it's like still drinking or something. There was,
and we'll talk about Kenny before. Kenny sucks, right?
No, you're good now.
He's good right now. If I turned on and watched him do a match, he's going to be classic Kenny.
In 2 or 3 weeks, he's having a 30-minute Ironman match with Puck, formerly Neville.
I'll wait here. Kenny, you'd think Kenny was going to be the highlight of AEW. And
well, I think that was the point. I think his idea was is that he wanted to have this like...
He sucks?
Yeah.
Like, was it a case that he sucks or was it a case he's like in a slump because he's
tough? Yeah, I think that's the story he wanted to tell. Because in his intro video to his song, it's him looking all sad and depressed in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like... Now it just looks weird when it does it because he's not doing the whole I am a bad wrestler stuff.
John Moxley still got an eye patch.
Yes, he does.
And he's fighting in New Japan as well.
With the eye patch, though, he's living the gimmick.
Is John Moxley really all this hype? Is he still just WWE John Moxley?
No, he's not Dean Ambrose. He's not the goofy. Which Dean Ambrose do you want? Do you want the one that took the needle in the butt? No, it's not Doug Dean, of course. There are sometimes some silly comedy bits.
And mustard and tomato.
Oh, we marked out with that.
Come back from Tony Island.
Tony Khan Island.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he...
What's the women division on anything?
No. It's not great. They're trying to fix it.
Still the champion?
Yeah, she's never there. They're trying to fix it, I think. They're trying to...
This chief got knocked out.
Some other Asian wrestler, I don't know him. I could try and say it, but I'm gonna butcher it. Screw it! I don't know.
I was going to say, go for it.
I don't know. Yeah. I think they're trying to fix it. I'm looking forward. I don't know. AEW is a weird one where, like, some weeks I'm like, oh, AEW is the best. And then some weeks I'm like,
what's Jericho doing? Some of his pictures, he looks so flashy. I know he's old and I wish he looked as good
he's
as
he 49 or 50. I don't know.
And but there's some, like, that New Japan one. Like, it must have
been. Oh, when he wrestled Tanahashi. Yeah, when he wrestled Tanahashi.
He doesn't look that bad.
When he did the frog splash to Tanahashi.
Yeah, and then when he's just standing there, and it must have been the angle. He just looks like a leathery old hag, like he's all flumpy or whatever. And granted, like, he would look good for ages. Quite like, but.
At least he's not like Triple H taking 30-minute WrestleMania entrances.
Excuse me, like 10 minutes. What's that got to do with anything? How good does Triple H still look? How old is Triple H?
I think they're the same age.
Okay, I don't know what Jericho's excuse is there.
Jericho drinks, Triple H doesn't.
That's his problem. If you want to look like Triple H, you don't drink.
Jericho still parties like he's 22.
Do you see him drunk on the cruise? He's kind of like...
Dude. But yeah, so that was Dynamite.
What happened with Juice?
Robinson? Mm. I don't know.
Okay. What about
Orange Cassidy? It's in New Japan.
So I went from Juice to Orange.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
He's still just coming out thumbs up and half-ass thumbs
up. I'm going to have to start taking notes of stuff. Yeah, he does that like weird thumbs up thing.
It's because he can't be vocal in the full
thumb. Right, right. Yeah. He's still really over.
What about half face paint dude with Darby Allin? Darby Allin?
Cold Dust?
Darby Allin.
Oh, Darby Allin. He took a flamethrower to that stand.
A flamethrower? Oh, I was like, he took a flamethrower. Like, someone flamethrowed him.
Probably. He's crazy. Like, Jesus. No, he has like a weird video thing where he took a flamethrower to that standee of Jericho and Sammy Guevara because they beat him up a couple weeks ago.
Wasn't he meant to be going for a title?
Yeah, they're doing this thing where there's like all these other number contenders after, yeah, and then Moxley's on top. But yeah.
Did Moxley key that guy in the eye?
No, he got him in like the forehead, but they're making it out the eye.
Has he got a patch now? Is everyone just going to have an eye patch?
Next week, it's Moxley and I think it was Santana. In an eye for an eye match. I don't know how it ends. I assume you take the other person's eye.
So John Moxley is going to walk out with two eye patches.
I'm trapped in a nutshell. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. But I watched the first first month of AEW.
Dean Amito.
I'm
Dynamite. And that's the name of the episode.
I have enough trouble trying to fit in anything else.
Yeah.
Like that. And it didn't. I watched a couple of the pay-per-views and they were pretty decent. Very long.
Yeah. The WWE ones are pretty long too.
These feel long. But it was good seeing some different wrestlers and stuff.
Yeah. I really liked that Moxley Kenny match at the last one, that street fight.
I didn't think
it. It was
brutal. Is that where he puts him through the table and stuff?
Yeah, that's the Kenny one. That's the one where they had the broken glass. Or it was...
Kenny should have been like highlighted so much more. Though.
Yeah,
is he doing it? Is he one of the producers? Like,
yeah,
Young Bucks,
Cody. Him, the Bucks and Cody are exactly the producers.
Is he doing that thing where he's like, I'm not pushing myself?
Yeah, they all want to do the thing where they're not pushing themselves, but it's very weird.
Okay. Cody's not pushing himself.
Well, he's actually.
Okay. What about his missus?
Oh, I think they've scrapped her whole little gang.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Is Awesome Kong still there, or is she gone now?
No, they wrote her off TV because she has to go film Glow.
Oh, okay. How'd they write her off?
She got beaten up by Meg and Dr. Death.
Who the fuck's Meg? Meg?
So, when Brandy was doing her little...
Who's Dr. Death?
Some cool? Some
Japanese... Curry, man?
Christopher Daniels.
Is that Christopher Daniels?
Yeah.
Who's Curry Man?
Meg, some random lady they pulled out of the crowd. No, Shark Boy is not in AEW.
Okay. I'm sure he's not part of that dark circle.
He might be, I don't know.
Is it true Luke Harper is one of them people now?
He hasn't debuted yet.
But he will be?
Maybe.
And who's that? Killer Cross went in WWE.
Killer Cross WWE.
Who's the other one that's sort of like...
Timothy Thatcher, sorry, with WWE.
No, he went with the AEW. Or it might be going there. Big dude. Lance Archer?
Luke Harper. You just said Luke Harper.
No, the other one. From, like, New Japan, the big guy. Is he on there?
No.
The one who had that Texas death match with Moxley.
Lance Archer? I don't think he is.
I said Lance Archer. You said...
I don't think he is. I think he's staying in New Japan.
I saw a picture of it. It looked like him. Something, dude.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So Dynamite's fine. NXT's fine. Dynamite keeps winning in the ratings by like a couple of hundred thousand.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the ratings and from there. So I guess that pretty much wraps that up.
Yeah. Like all the big news happened last week with the CFO, whatever the name of George Barros, and I forget the lady's name.
Oh,
the ones that Vince fired because the stock and all that.
But a lot of the stock drops when some big head people always go in that. So.
Yeah, I think it's because their earnings weren't great.
Differences or something, was it?
Yeah, there was one thing. It was something about the network.
Yeah.
And like how they perceive how the network should be run, how Vince perceives it.
Yeah.
There's this rumor around, or not rumor, Vince had said on the conference call thing that he would be open to the idea of, you know, licensing out WrestleMania as early as this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
To like Fox or something.
Okay.
So like the Super Bowl is on actual TV.
Yeah.
To how we do the grand final.
Yeah.
No one cares about it. But yeah, like, so WrestleMania would be not on the network, it'd be on Fox again.
Oh.
Or not again, well, just like on Fox.
Pay-per-view. Like,
yeah. But like he was talking about how like, oh, they might put it back on pay-per-views. And it's like, are people going to pay the 40, 50 bucks, whatever, for a pay-per-view again? WrestleMania, surely, but I can't see people doing that for
Backlash. I don't even Backlash. Do it now.
No, we're so spoiled with the network.
They need to stop doing the free month.
Well, the reason why no one was subscribing because they didn't do a free month. Yeah. Netflix and everyone else does a free month.
But WWE's been doing free months forever.
But not at first. I think that was like the second or third year they brought it in.
I thought they'd been going from the get-go.
And it was like the second year, I think.
But I'm talking now. They need to drop it. 7 days.
Well, yeah. I think it's because they're not going to get any more. I think
it's they plateaued.
Last. Yeah, I think it was like 1.4 million or something. It's like that's pretty much what you're going to get.
And like for most people, unless you really want to go back and watch it again, once you kind of watch what you wanted, it's sort of...
Like no one's subscribing to it to watch Ride Along and all that crap. Some people are.
I like, wish they did some more original stuff though.
Well, the documentary on the Ruthless Aggression show. No, that crap. The documentary stuff is WWE like King. Really... Shut up. No, all that crap.
Remember when they had to force it in WWE camp and everything? What, like WWE camp?
Oh, God, yeah. But, yeah, I think the documentary is what people Foley's. Get. When
that show was called?
I think it was Living with the Foleys or something. Legends House. I think half the cast now are dead.
Legends House. That wasn't on the network though, was it?
They filmed it back in like 2011 when the network was going to be a TV channel. And then they, yeah.
I remember when you used to get the pay-per-view and then it would do the WWE 24/7. Was that a channel?
It was some service they did in America. We didn't get it because we're Australia.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I didn't know this.
I wouldn't see that. I know there's like on the network there's sort of just that where that random where it just plays whatever's on. Sort of
yeah, where you go.
Which is kind of like play, a TV.
Yeah.
But I would love just a dedicated channel where you don't get to choose but just play the shit because I'd flick it on all the time. God, because I would like it more because I'd be more inclined to watch more random stuff of like old Raws and Smackdowns and stuff because it's just on. It's just on background. And you go,
you can just go choose your Raws. Like you can
you're
just
spoiled, sir. It's like kids today. You had channels, a couple of channels. That was it.
I had to tape old Raws and Smackdowns with VHSs.
VHSs in there. I got a VHS. Let's go type.
But I have the network. I can just press a button and be like, oh, cool.
The one I remember the most that I want to watch again. Eugene was manager. Jumping Castle.
Oh, Bischoff had the night off, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the one where...
Batista and Ric Flair were in the Jumping Castle trying to get the match and stuff.
And Eugene... Batista had to take him to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I like Eugene.
Was this the one where...
Eugene offensive? In today's standard?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, back then?
I don't know.
He was cool. He did everyone's finishes.
My favorite part was when Coach was making fun of him. The Rock came out to help him.
Yeah.
And The Rock goes, Eugene, who's your favorite wrestler? And you think he's going to say The Rock. And he just goes, Triple H. And The Rock is like, what?
Yeah.
I really like that. Because the Triple H feud hadn't started yet.
Yeah.
It was going to happen in a couple of weeks. So I was like, oh, there already is that level of Eugene likes Triple H a lot.
William Regal was his caretaker.
Mm. On his Titantron, it said, naughty bastard. Born naughty, it said, on Regals.
On Regals.
Okay. Born naughty.
Eugene, so like,
oh, what? No, Eugene, just a Eugene.
Yeah, it's like in writing. Like
yeah, he spelt the E backwards, maybe?
Little Rascal Star.
Or Rugrats. I think Rugrats said it. Okay. But you see, you can go over all that old stuff later, or you can just randomize it, like right now.
Oh,
good segue. Good segue. It wasn't.
Good job. Good job, Lanchy.
Yeah. So he randomized the years. 1990.
Yep.
Which the first one would be the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, January.
Up until 2015, where the last one I think is like...
Why 2015?
Because I feel like that's not as recent. Like, it's 5 years ago.
Okay.
And 2015...
I would go 2019.
Fuck off, no.
It's way retro.
Too recent. It's too recent.
No, it's last year.
It's too recent. No,
2019.
Fuck off, no.
Okay. 60-74.
A lot of loose ends in Bruno, yeah. But yeah, I thought 2015 is a good cutoff because at the end of 20, because the start of 2016.
What's the last pay per view 2015?
It's like a TLC or something.
December to December.
That's 2006. I know, that's Armageddon. Close. Armageddon was. Or maybe December was. I don't know, we'll find out. But yeah, so are you ready to find out what year we have?
What pay per view had Edge with the chainsaw?
Survivor Series 2007. See, I'm a fucking wizard. This
what poster had Batista and it was Apocalypse.
Oh, Apocalypse. There was a lot of random ones with Batista. New Year's Revo 5, maybe? He had like a Japanese thing. Armageddon 06, he did something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What year do you want the most?
Which one was Santino dressed as a genie?
Royal Rumble 2011?
I fucking know. Yeah,
no, it was 2012. It was 2012.
Thank you, word.
It was 2012. What year do you want the most out of?
Oh.
90 or what, do you want like a really obscure one or you want a familiar one?
Honestly, they're all obscure because I can't remember shit. Oh, if I had to pick one that I would love to watch.
Okay. What one do you want the least? From 1990
to 2015? Honestly, I like all the old crappy ones. The real ones? Joke. Why not the old ones? Sometimes I forget.
Well, that's why I've chosen 1990 because you were born in 1990. What?
You hesitated. You should know this.
I did. I was like, pretty sure.
It weird before just the era just before Stone Cold. It seems much older than what it should be.
I know. It's so weird.
It's like, and then when Stone Cold comes, it's like it's a whole jump in, like, finger.
It's so weird.
I like watching the Raw and stuff from, like, what year would that be? That'd be four?
What
Stone Cold kind of started coming onto the scene, like, more prominent.
97.
Yeah, so like
96, he did the 316. More late 96, yeah. Late 96.
I remember it was like 95 or something. I was fucking like, what's this?
It's weird. It's all kiddie friendly.
Yes.
The only good wrestlers were HBK, Brett, and Taker.
So weird.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing from there.
I hope we get 1995. Okay, so if we get 95, that's when Diesel was champion. WWF was running on Diesel power.
I want pay-per-view with Kane versus Fake Kane.
Oh, and also, if we do get 99, we're not doing Over the Edge 99.
Why?
Owen Hart.
That's fine.
That show is so depressing. I tried going back and rewatching it. You see all the wrestlers come out after it happened.
Not our first one.
No. But you see all the wrestlers come out after it, they don't want to be there. No. It's depressing to watch.
Oh, if I had to choose.
And the crowd don't want to be there either.
Royal Rumble. The one where it has Triple H versus Shawn Michaels in an Iron Man match.
It's a last man standing. 04.
Last damn man.
You want Brock Lesnar versus Hardcore Holly for 7 minutes?
Yes.
That's also
that better. Was my first pay-per-view I bought with my own money.
Mine was 2000. No.
Or
no, I didn't buy
the one with
money.
The wrong cover, which I always picture the cover, but buried a live match on the taking man. He bleeds.
So I was 03.
Yeah, I swear. Eddie Guerrero on that?
It's like him and Chavo against the Bashams or something.
Is that prime, like, Latino heat? Like, no, no.
He's a couple months away from winning the belt.
Where they did the gimmicks.
Yeah, we like what you did. They're setting up the Eddie and Chavo feud where Eddie is...
Ooh, no, I tell you what. I want Dominic on a ladder match.
Where Eddie falls off the ladder because Vicky wasn't there. The fuck is Vicky? The fuck is she? That bitch. Oh, yeah. All right.
Spider-Man free.
The first year.
Put it in there.
The first year.
Yeah.
There we get is 1994, my birth year. Thanks. Right here. So, 94.
I literally said I don't want 90 to 95. Are we? Well, 94 is getting up there.
97 was right under it. That was something. Because that was the year between the Attitude Eras. 05 was 3.
94. I haven't seen much. That's good.
There's 5 pay-per-views.
There's 5 pay-per-views.
Rumble, WrestleMania 10, King of the Ring, Slumber Slam, Survivor Series.
Slumber Slam. I prefer Salami Slam, thank you.
If we get SummerSlam, it's Taker versus Taker.
Is it Taker versus Taker? What if it's Fake Kane versus Kane? It's pre-match to that. It's a build-up to that.
Literally, yeah.
Right. I'm in.
Alrighty. You got 5. At least this one you might get. All right, what do you want to? Do you want me to tell you like a rough what happens at each pay-per-view?
Nah,
do
you
want
in the main event? No, you get it, no? You can give me a rough idea afterwards.
You don't want to know the main events? All right.
I won't know it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Here he goes. Oh, you still going?
I'm still going.
Hey, never mind, everybody. How's everybody doing? Just feel it down.
So you got Royal Rumble 94, WrestleMania 10, King of the Ring, SummerSlam, and 90 and Survivor Series.
WrestleMania 10, 2010.
WrestleMania X, 10. It was the 10th WrestleMania.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Is there Rocky in it?
No. 94.
I'm thinking of 17.
Oh, God, that's my favorite. I wish I got that.
Yeah. Wait, who the fuck is WrestleMania 10?
Oh, fuck.
Hulk Hogan? Bruno Sammartino?
It's Brett.
Oh, yes.
You would have Brett up. Well, you didn't get WrestleMania 10.
Oh, I didn't get WrestleMania. Okay. King of the Ring.
Close, that was 2.
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series.
94.
Yeah, I don't even know what's on that card.
Jesus. But you're my go-to guy. What's happening?
I don't know. I'm going to have a look. I'm just going to have a look. Survivor Series, 1994.
Is that when they do sausage sizzle and it's like their penises? Is that Oh, is that...
That's SummerSlam 2006.
Yeah, is it DX thing?
It's 1994.
Is Shawn Michaels on it?
Probably.
Triple H could be there somewhere.
No, he didn't debut until 95. He'd be in WCW.
But he would debut as Hunter Hearst.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley. The WWF is full of rapscallions.
Was he with William Regal?
No, that was in WCW. Oh,
okay.
They were the Kinetic Blue Bloods or some shit.
Oh, I tell you what I wish we got. Something with the Blue Meanie. You know, no.
Blue Meanie. He doesn't, he's not in much. He's in a couple of 99s. And the
no, do you know who I wanted?
WCW5.
Yeah. Mexicans.
Mexicools? I think they're on one pay-per-view. It's like No Mercy 05.
They come out in lawnmowers?
Yeah, that was
Is that the one with Brock where there's no wins?
No. Oh. That's Brock was gone by then.
2005?
Yeah. He left in 04 at WrestleMania 20.
Is that JBL on the front cover?
No, he's on the cover of No Mercy 04.
Oh.
No Mercy 05, I think, is Randy. No, it's Eddie. It's Eddie's back. Yeah.
Back me.
All right.
Yeah.
He did. Oh, dear God. Look at this pay-per-view. There's 6 matches.
6 matches? How
6 matches.
For?
2 hours and a bit.
So it's less than a rock. Jesus.
2 hours and 20 minutes. So. No, there's 5 matches.
5 matches.
There's a dark match, which I don't think we can get on the network. Do you want to know what the dark match was?
Yes, please.
Bob Holly versus Quang.
Quang? Quang. Bob Holly, as in
This is the cartoon gimmicks.
Hardcore Holly?
Yeah, Bob Holly. Sparkplug Holly. This is when he was a race car driver.
All right.
Hero for a while.
Is that like when Chavo was a golfer?
All right. So you get three Survivor Series matches.
Wait, was it Survivor Series?
This is Survivor Series.
I like Survivor Series matches.
All right. The first one, the Bad Guys, that's their team name. 1-2-3 Kid, the British Bulldog, Fatu, which is Rikishi.
Who's 1-2-3 Kid?
X-Pac.
He was in?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait. The Bull.
When did DX get in there?
1987.
Fuck, that's a good time. Why are we not doing that?
The British Bulldog, Fatu, which is Rikishi. Eventually Rikishi. Razor Ramon, which is Scott Hall.
He's not wearing a thong then, is he? So what's he
doing? No, I think Fatu, I think. What was he doing in 94?
Was it the, like, the skirt?
No, oh, he might be the crazy headbanger, yeah. He might be doing that. Razor Ramon, Tisco Hall, and Sione? Sione.
The singer.
Probably. With Afa and Lou Albano as managers, whatever.
Wait, Jesus, that's just one team.
That's one team.
What was the Survivor Series? Were Raw versus SmackDown?
94. Raw versus WWF Superstars?
Yeah.
And their opponents were the Teamsters of Diesel,
nice,
Jeff Jarrett,
Double J,
Jib Neidhart,
yeah,
Owen Hart,
nice,
and HBK. Now,
the other team was pretty good too.
Yeah, I think the Teamsters are the heels by the people on the team. I think the other ones are called the Bad Guys because Scott Hall is there. As Razor Ramon, because he was the bad guy.
Yeah, he flipped.
Yeah, I read that as the bad guys. They got lazy with that name.
Yeah. Was he the captain?
Oh, yes. You're going to love the next one.
I'm a bad guy.
The next one, the Royal Family.
Yeah.
Jerry the King Lawler.
Yes.
Try and guess what his three teammates' names are. They're all incredibly stupid.
Fucking that fucking glue.
Cheesy, Queasy, and Sleazy.
What? That's three different names, isn't it?
Cheesy, Queasy, and Sleazy. Against.
Wait, who the fuck are they, though?
I don't know. They're not
are right, they just right. Random people?
Well, his opponent is Clowns R Us.
So it's
Doink, Dink, Pink, and Wink.
Are they midgets?
I think so. I think it's a midget match. I think it's King and Doink is a doll, and then the midgets. Yeah.
Jesus.
They're children. They'd be small people.
It's like they're children. Like, I'm doing air clerk. Like, okay, they're children.
This was like a good match. Bob Backlund versus Bret Hart.
Bob Backlund, the host of Price is Right.
Bob Backlund.
Oh, Bob Backlund. Chicken wing. Hey, it was Titus. What's his name? Darren Young's manager for all that.
Sure.
Don't you show me. That was the true fact.
The $1 million team of Bam Bam, Jimmy Del Rey, King Kong Bundy, Tatanka, and Tom Pritchard.
It's pretty big.
With Jim Cornette and Ted DiBiase's managers against Guts and Glory, which are Adam Bomb, Bart Gunn, Billy Gunn, Lex Luger, and Mabel with Oscar.
And Mabel.
Viscera.
And Billy Gunn?
Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn Cyrus?
No, Billy Gunn is in the Ass Man. I'm an Ass Man.
Oh, yes.
And the main event, The Undertaker, with Paul Bearer, versus Yokozuna with Jim Cornette and Mr. Fuji in a casket match.
The first ever casket match?
No, they had one at the Rumble. Okay. That same year.
All right, well, that's not bad.
No, it's not.
I'm interested. Honestly, I don't know half the people, so. I'm interested. Hype level. 8 out of 10.
Cheesy, sleazy, yeah, and wheezy.
That's maybe my...
Is that it?
Who's commentating if King's there?
Oh, it'll tell me. Let me look.
Jesse Ventura?
No, I think it'd be like Vince, I think.
Vince McMahon, JR.
All right, so your commentators for the night are Vince McMahon and Gorilla Monsoon.
With JR?
WCW? I don't know. I think this might be one of the times that Vince fired him. Yeah. Howard Fink was your ring announcer.
Howard Fink? Yeah, how does he speak? No, he does that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one fall.
Cheeseburgers. That's close, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Survivor Series 1994.
Survivor Series 1994. You'll probably get a text asking which one to do again later, but I'll try and remember. Maybe I'll watch it now. Nah, fuck it. I'm going to go sleep. wrap it up. All right, we're finished. So yeah, so that's pretty much it. Let us know what you think. I don't know how you're going to do that because we haven't set up anything, have we? No, I'm getting
like, comment, and subscribe.
Definitely
leave a rating. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. Yeah, leave a rating. Leave a message in there. Next week we will have how to get contact with us.
I'll just leave my phone number.
Yeah, phone number sounds good. Probably what? What do you like? Instagram, Twitter,
I don't know,
Facebook,
MySpace,
email address. Oh, probably email. That's probably a good one.
No, leave me alone.
That's your one. I get a brand new one up. Anyway. Thanks, everybody. I've been Mitch. That's Blanche.
Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. And what have you been watching? All right, we're out.